Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, there's a reason Indiana went into Tuesday night's game number one ranked in the country in field goal percentage against defensively. One, the defense has been pretty doggone good, and the last two opponents have been downright awful. Jackson State, victim 5, 70-35 Tuesday night, held to 20% shooting. Last two games, 26 of 131 for 19.8%. Suffocating. Again, as was the case last night. And zone or no zone, as Mike Woodson was telling us post-game.
I thought it was a great defensive performance. You know, you hold this team to 35 points for the game. I mean, it's a testament to those guys paying attention to details on the defensive end based on our scouting report, and I thought they did an excellent job.
Shooting dropped off to 39% in the second half, but Indiana still hit 47% for the game, 20.7%. 12 field goals for Jackson State last night. Leading scorers, Xavier Johnson, 14-7, 12 for Miller Kopp, 11. Trace Jackson Davis, he blocked 4 shots. Pacers back on the radio tonight, hosting the L.A. Lakers. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. Thought for this Wednesday, slow and steady wins the race. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was a solid Tuesday night opening up on the home courts, Bloomington North, Bloomington South. Both with W's, the Cougars put away BNL 66-47. The Panthers in our broadcast game got 13 from Noah Ransom. And Coleman Oliphant with 11 in a 58-42 victory over Edgewood. Panthers shot decently for the opener, 51%. They hit 9 three-pointers. Caden Huttenlocher led Matt Wadsworth's crew with 18 points, had 6 rebounds. The J.R. Holmes defense snapshot the Mustangs most of the night, only 30% from the field. They hung around, hitting 16 of 20, 80% from the free throw line. But the Panthers showed a lot of discipline and patience, and a couple of big guys, Gavin Wisely with 8, newcomer Brock Kincaid with 7, those two with 15 and 7 rebounds between them. Good start for the South Panthers. The North girls went south to New Albany and picked up a nice road win, 64-61. Jeff Termail's Lady Cougars are now 4-3 on the year. Lakers, Pacers tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. Tip at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.